Dude, today we're meeting a duo by the name of Striking Matches. Sarah and Justin are in the studio this morning.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, hi. Thanks for coming in with us. And we just saw you guys perform in our conference room. And man, I'll tell you what. Just what an incredible, unique sound, I guess, is the best way I can describe
Thank
you guys.
Thank you. What an incredible conference room. The stadium seating you guys have in there and the pyrotechnics is just something I've never
Isn't that great?
Experienced.
Yeah. I noticed the people in there watching you hit the guitar and hitting the notes and hitting everything. I was expecting a couple of strings to break. That's how good it was.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not kidding either. I mean, it was incredible.
So were we.
The funny thing about it is you guys kind of came together by accident. You were at Belmont University, and you guys were in a guitar class. Tell us what happened. The magic just happened.
Being guitar majors, they had us all together in these guitar seminar classes, which was freshman to senior in front of all the faculty, and you had to get up in front of the rest of the class with a random stranger that you got paired it with, and you had to improvise something on the spot. You just had to play something. Sarah was the only girl in the class at the time, so I remember, it's terrible, but none of the guys wanted to wind up with the girl, with the one girl. And
it's like kickball.
She stood out, and I mean, none of us had seen a girl guitar player before, and she whipped out her slide and just kind of proceeded to melt everybody's faces off.
You talk about how you were kind of basically thrown together. Mm-hmm. Well, about 20 years ago, there was a couple of guys who were thrown together by the name of Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah.
And I think they did pretty good for themselves.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Striking Matches, our new artist spotlight. We're going to have you guys play a little something acoustically, which you may have heard on the TV show Nashville, because you guys have done several tunes for that show, right?
Yeah, eight songs that we've written have been on the show.
Now, do you guys watch the show?
I do. I keep up with it. I'm an episode, I think, behind.
So you don't watch, and she does?
I've watched several.
Okay.
I've watched at least eight episodes.
He watches Hayden. he watches Hayden Panettiere.
Yes. Well, now, and we're friends with a lot of the cast members.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We've developed friendships. Sam, who plays Gunner on the show, has become one of my best buddies.
Sure.
It's a little odd, you know, just because, you know, we were hanging out tonight, and I saw you, and then he's usually in bed with somebody, and so I just kind of weird.
He said the same thing about you.
He did. I know.
Well, we're going to have you guys play a little something acoustically, see if you remember this tune, and we'll be back with more with Striking Matches.
There's no music, no confetti, crowds don't cheer and bells don't ring, but you'll know it, I can guarantee, when the right one comes along. What they're thinking, what you're feeling, you no longer have to guess. And all these questions are finally put to rest when the right one comes along. Every single broken heart will lead you to the truth. Think you know what you're looking for, till what you're looking for finds you in a cold world. It's a warm place where you know that you're supposed to be. A million moments for a sweet relief when the right one comes along. Every single broken heart will lead you to the truth. You think you know what you're looking for, to what what you're looking for finds you. It's so easy, there's nothing to it. You may not believe me now, but I promise that you'll find out when the right one comes along. All that changes is only everything when the right
More with Sarah and Justin from the duo Striking Matches. Now, the name, I'm sure everybody probably wants to know where you came up with the name Striking Matches, and they were both arrested for arson when you were
exactly.
younger.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. Well, no, Lisa, no. That's a great relationship.
Yeah.
It's on fire.
It's amazing what the things we...
Sparrows that play guitar.
Yeah.
Tell us about Striking Matches.
Striking Matches. Yeah. So we were trying to be too clever at first with the whole duo thing, like double, two, match, whatever, and we liked the sound of Striking Matches because it sort of it was evocative of kind of what we were doing live, which was just kind of really high energy shows and just kind of always just going at it, like kind of trying to outdo each other guitar wise and stuff.
I know a question a lot of people are probably going to ask. In fact, I think we had a question about in the conference room about it. Are you guys like a couple or are you just a couple as performers?
So glad you asked. Because we never get that question.
Never.
Yeah, I'm sure.
First
yeah.
person to ask that.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure.
Just musical. Partners. Actually, we're competitors.
Competitors? Right?
Yeah. We usually just try and outdo each other. Just Sarah will do something cool, and I kind of see it. I'm like, wow, I want to do something cool. That was really cool. And kind of vice versa, I think. So we're just always trying to push each other.
That's it? I'm bummed out.
Oh, man.
I expected this big relationship, and you guys just kind of just tore it all to pieces.
This is not a Disney story, man.
Oh, man. Well, she told me earlier she had feelings for you. Just so
wow.
you know.
Yeah. So it is a Disney story. This is just Nashville come to life. Yeah.
And I got to ask this, too, because you probably hear this all the time. You look exactly like who? Who do they always say? Who do
Katie
they say?
Holmes.
Yes! Katie Holmes.
Yeah. I had a guy in Trader Joe's tell me every time I would walk in there, he'd be like, Katie, you're here. No, dude, I'm not Katie Holmes.
Go with it. Go
That's
with
right.
it. So where are you hiding in Surrey? Is she around here somewhere?
Yeah.
She's in the car.
Yeah.
That's in her
the
phone.
Window's down. Yeah.
We're going to play the new single here coming up in just a couple of minutes. So stick around for Striking Matches. But a couple of things we got to ask you some deep personal questions, as if that wasn't deep and personal
right.
enough.
Right.
Now.
Right.
Now, as long as we're talking about Disney, what is your favorite Disney movie? Each one of you guys, I'm sure, got a
Toy
favorite
Story.
One.
No, yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Great. Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty. Aren't they redoing that? Like a live action Beauty
yes,
and the Beast
I
or something like that?
So. I think Hermione, Harry Potter,
is
playing.
Yes. Yeah.
Beauty? I guess she's probably
the
Beauty.
She's not going to be the Beast.
Well, that would be a twist. I would watch it.
Yeah, she's not shaving for a while.
All right. How about on the road food? Your best on the road food?
Coffee.
What? Okay, on the route, fast food, it's not coffee.
In-N-Out Burger, maybe. When you're on the West Coast.
Yeah, I got to be on the West Coast for that. Granola bars?
Oh, right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, we are
you
so
just,
boring.
You lived in this house and just yeah. pulled you out of the closet yeah. and said, here, you guys meet the world.
Yeah. Eggos,
some
wait.
Some days we just don't eat.
No, Pop-Tarts.
The single we're going to play here, give us the name of it again. We'll let you intro it right now.
Yeah, this is called Hanging on a Lie, and it was featured on Nashville as well. But we made our version of it since we wrote it and we can do what we want.
Absolutely. And this is I'll tell you, it's catchy. It's unique. Uh-huh. We think you're going to like it. Striking Matches and a New Artist Spotlight. Thank you very much. Good meeting both of you.
Thank
you. Too. Thank you.